Welcome to the first episode of Black Enough. Black Enough. Interesting title. I want to ask myself, what is this show about? And tell all you viewers here that let me start with the inspiration. I myself am an African American male who lives in Atlanta, and I grew up in a very predominantly black community, and all my life, from various reasons or various things, I've been told I wasn't black enough. And through this podcast, this inspired me to talk about what is black enough? What does it mean? So this whole podcast is about the discussion of black enough. This is episode one, the first episode, so sorry if this does not grab attention getter. I am working through this whole process of this podcast. So I've decided to, when I'm inspired, speak and put it up. One of the things that inspired me to do this episode and get it started, because I've actually had this idea for a while, but what made me want to do the recording today is because I had a friend hopefully this will one day be something that I can discuss, not in the past tense. It was a friend of mine who is a person who is white, who told me today that he understood black culture than I did. Well, more than I did. And that was the end of the conversation for me. It was back and forth with texts, and what kind of started the whole disagreement was that he was an entrusted person for me as white, which I have a lot of mixed races of friends. And he's one of those friends who, he grew up around black people. He listens to rap music. He's a person who's interested in certain black culture lingo when it comes to language. And I feel that with all of that experience that he claims to have had, I really found it shocking for him to say that he understands black culture more than a black man. I don't think he understands that black culture is more than rap music, dancing, and crime. And the only reason why I bring up crime is because he said that he's done crime with black individuals, as if that was a stamp of approval of blackness. So I wonder if the listeners out there have faced these type of issues where someone has not called you black enough, either of the same race or of a different race. To me, it hurts me a little bit more of a different race to tell me what my race is. That struck a chord with me. But getting back to how this whole conversation began, was that there's been a series of diss tracks coming from Nick Cannon about Eminem. And to be honest with you, I'm an Eminem fan. I've bought a couple of his albums when I was younger. I was listening to a lot of his music. And as far as technical ability of rap, I think he's one of the best. I'm not so much of a Nick Cannon fan. I don't dislike the individual, but there's not maybe a project that I've attached to that he's done that I've really, I guess, gravitated towards. I was a fan of America's Got Talent, a little bit of Wildin' Out. I've seen him rap a little bit, but you know, I don't really consider him a rapper, but I guess he does rap. But he's been releasing these diss tracks of Eminem because Eminem apparently was saying a lot of stuff about his relationship with Mariah Carey. And he's released three, and there was a third one that was released yesterday. It came up on my Google Alerts. Those Google Alerts, they'll definitely get you. It came up on my Google Alerts, and I was quick to dismiss it, but I played the video. And the video is him playing a recording where Eminem says, like, fuck black bitches. Demonizing black women. That was one of the lines. It was like, fuck black bitches. I don't want to misquote, but that was the hints of it, that he was demonizing black women. And this was a recording that was taken years ago. It sounded like there was like some type of sample, an unreleased track. But Nick Cannon apparently got a hold of it. And Nick Cannon, his skills of rap are probably not on the level of what Eminem was. It was a message that really got me emotionally, to see black women being disrespected by a person who I looked up to as Eminem, and it made me kind of question his character. So I showed this to my white friend of mine, and his first reaction was, that he thought, he said, like, come on, man, this is 2018. 2019, this can be doctored. I'm disappointed in you. And I thought it was strange that when I saw it, I had an emotional reaction when it came to black women. And maybe our first emotional reaction is not the most rational, but that's what I felt in that moment. And when I showed it to him, his reaction was more logical than emotional. Well, I mean, I guess maybe logical is the wrong word, but his emotion was that, insinuating that this has to be fake somehow. And I couldn't believe that two people can see the same thing and just have this completely different opposite view of it. He was asking me, do you think it's real? I was like, well, yeah, I kind of do think it's real. And I'm like, I don't think Nick Cannon has anything to lose in this situation. Obviously, there's a lot of Eminem fans. Obviously, he's a better rapper, and he's known for destroying people in rap beef battles. He's in a lose situation here, and also, because it's 2019, people kind of can look up stuff to tell it's fake. Nick Cannon is a smart guy. He went to Howard. I don't think that he would put this out there if it wasn't true. And he completely dismissed everything when it came to it being authentic in any shape or form. And as we're doing this texting back and forth, which I don't think is an appropriate way to communicate, because you lose tone when it comes to text, because the tone got serious before. And at the time, I wasn't in this serious state, but he got very serious with it. I told him that I think the reason why his reaction is different than mine is because of possible cultural bias. And I have cultural bias, and I think that you have. You know, we grew up in different worlds. You have a person that is white, and I'm a person of color growing up as a black man in America, that I see America and the world in a different lens than he does because of my experiences in life. And he became very defensive to begin with, and said that I understand black culture. I study and research it. And I said, well, I like that you're studying research, but you can't, there's no amount of research where you can 100% understand black culture because you're not a black individual. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with this individual for having his thoughts. Those are his thoughts and his feelings and his emotion. There's nothing wrong with him as a person, but I think that he thought that it was a crack at his character. And I simply was trying to explain why we have probably different views of watching the same type of thing. I compared it to like when you see an unarmed black man video being shot. There'll be one side of the camp that are normally of white color who want to question the video. They want to question what the person did and all this here. And then people of color, and I'm not saying all, but normally they're like, oh my God, this person didn't do anything and he just got shot. He's not even fighting back. There's an emotional response that happens. And those are the differences that I try to explain, which are cultural. And I mean, when he became defensive of like I was trying to say that he is racist, when that wasn't the case at all, I don't think he's racist. I've known the man for many years. I never would have labeled him a racist. But I think he thought I was trying to put him in that corner. And when he got into a corner, he told me that I know black culture better than you. And to me, that was highly offensive as a black man. And that's the inspiration for episode one. So, this is the first episode. If you're a listener out there, please make a comment on what you think. I'm going to set up a Twitter account that's going to address this. I currently have it. I've just went ahead and did this first episode because I felt like if I didn't get started now, that I wouldn't get started ever. And I need to go and start this when I'm feeling inspired. So I believe this conversation should be had, and I want to continue this dialogue with people out there who are listening that have their thoughts. So once I get ways that you can communicate either, and the ways that I'm thinking is going to be Twitter, YouTube, and possibly Facebook. But I'm going to go ahead and put links down in the description below so you can make these comments, because I really want to hear people's feedback on this. I'm very open to hearing that, because the whole point of this is to open the conversation about race. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in to the first episode of Black Enough, and there will be many more to come. Thank you. Thank you.